Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yevamos Daf Kuv Zayin, Yevamos 107. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the 13th chapter of Maseches Yevamos, and this chapter deals with the law of a betrothal of a minor, a rabbinically betrothal of a minor, and also the laws of how a minor girl leaves her husband in a circumstance where she was betrothed rabbinically. Now, biblically speaking, a father is able to betroth and marry off his minor daughter even against her will. And if he does that, he's the one who gets the money of the betrothal. Because biblically speaking, a girl, until she reaches the age of maturity, which is 12 years old and 6 months, she's going to be considered under the domain of her father. And the father, even biblically speaking, is even allowed to sell her as a slave or a shifcha. And the Torah gives him the right that he can marry her off even against her will. And if her husband wants to divorce her, if this is from the state of betrothal, then the father is the one who receives the get. And if it's from the state of the full marriage, Tosas and Kedushin, Yudam and Aleph, has a question whether the father is able to receive the get if it's from a full marriage. Now, this right of the father to betroth his daughter is even several times. But that's only as long as she has not been fully married. Because once she's been married, she leaves his domain, meaning to say he could betroth her, but when she does nisuin, the full marriage, then he's no longer under her domain if she's a minor. This minor girl who becomes divorced is called, in the expression of Chazal, Yisoma b'chayei avio. He had this expression earlier in the tractate. Rashi refers us to it as an orphan girl in the life of her father. That because even though her father is still alive, but her the law with respect to the rights of her father, it's as though she has no father anymore, and her father's rights to her have he has lost the rights to her. And also in a circumstance where her father has really died there, and where she's really an orphan there, biblically speaking, nobody biblically speaking has the right to marry her off or betroth her. However, Chazal saw that there was a concern by a minor girl that is no longer under the domain of her father, that she's going to be hefker. People, you know, nobody will be responsible for her. So therefore, Chazal instituted that her mother and her brother, who are the closest to her, they're able to betroth her and to marry her off, so that this minor girl will be under the domain of a husband, and he'll watch over and protect her. And so too, Chazal instituted that at a specific age, she's also able to betroth herself. And the Rishonim discuss under what circumstances, whether or not the Yisom B'chayav, this is whether or not the father is able to betroth her under those circumstances. So the way the Kedushin and the Nisuin of the minor girl takes place is that rabbinically it takes place different than the Kedushin of the father, which is biblical. That biblically speaking, the father can betroth her and marry her off even against her will. However, where the rabbis institute they're not able to do it against her will. And furthermore, not only that, also the way she leaves her husband is different from when it would be a biblical betrothal from when it would be a rabbinic. Because if it would be a biblical betrothal, then she would require a get like all married women. However, when she's betrothed only rabbinically, she does not need a get, but rather she can refuse the marriage. And she says she no longer wants to be married to her husband. And then she's permitted to marry somebody else. And some say so this has to happen before she reaches the age of 12. These are some of the laws with respect to miun, which is what our chapter will deal with. So Beis Shammai says our Mishnah, Beis Shammai omrim eimim ma'anin el arusos, that this minor girl who wants to do what this process called miun, where her father has already died and she was married off by her mother or brother, she's only going to do it if she was just betrothed. But if she was fully married, if she had the nisuin, then Beis Shammai says she cannot, initially speaking, reject the marriage anymore, and that's not sufficient. She requires a get. Beis Hillel says whether she was just betrothed or fully married, she's able to do the miun. And Beis Shammai says bebal v'lo b'yavam, that this concept of miun, of rejecting this marriage, it only takes place with respect to her husband. But if her husband died and now she's with her husband's brother, then she cannot reject the marriage. Whereas Beis Hillel says bebal uvi yavam. Beis Hillel says she can reject it with both the baal and the yavam. We could do this concept called miyun. a third distinction between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is Beis Shammai says, Bifanav, that the miyun has to take place, initially speaking, in front of her husband. But if it's not in front of him, it doesn't work. Because if he was there, maybe she would be too embarrassed and she would refuse. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Bifanav, Vishal Bifanav. She can do this refusal in front of him and even not in front of him. So that the husband does not need to be there when she does the refusal. And Beis Shammai says, Bebezin. Beis Shammai says she has to do this refusal in a betin, in a court of law. Beis Hillel Omer Bebetin, Mishlo Bebetin. Beis Hillel says, in a court of law and also not in a court of law. That the Mian does not need to be specifically in front of experts, but it can be done even in front of three regular common Jews. Amaran Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Mima Enes Vihi Ketana, as long as she's a minor, she's able to refuse. Va'afilu Arba V'chamesh Pamim. Even if she was betrothed or married off four or five times, she can refuse each time after she was betrothed or married off. Amar Lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responds to Beis Hillel, no, you can't say that she can be betrothed several times and to reject it each time. Ein Benos Yisrael Hefker. The daughters of Israel are not Hefker. They're not ownerless, meaning to say they're not without. It's like Hefker means like open to the world. That's not the case. You can't do it several times. Elma Menes, she can only reject the marriage once. Umam Tenes, and then she waits. Or what she can do is she can reject it and then get married immediately. Meaning to say, Beis Shammai says she's not able to reject it because there is no miyun after Nisuin.